This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
At tacticalholsters.com, you can get everything you need, whether it's a belt to hold up your pants, a holster to go on the belt, other things to go on that same belt, or a vest to wear out and go out and, you know, be a life taker and a heartbreaker. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. It is Monday, and it's been the first time in a couple of weeks that somebody's come back from the various climbs that he goes and visits. So with us again from Arbalest Quarrel are Roger Katz, and making his return back to Los Estados Unidos is Stephen DeAngeli. Good evening, fellas.
Hello, Bill.
Now, where did you go, Steve? Where have you just been?
I just got back from the island of Grenada, which is off the coast of Trinidad, Tobago, and Venezuela. A number of years ago, the United States invaded Grenada when there was concerns about the communist takeover. Right. And it was interesting, very interesting, because in Grenada, there, at this particular resort that my wife and I were staying at, we met a group of people from a number of countries. One of the groups came from Canada's Quebec area, which was a French influence. Another group came from the Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal area, and they had a whole different perspective on things as we started engaging in our special rights of self-defense and Second Amendment, which they have no idea what that means because of the taking away of their rights. So a generation has skipped because of the incremental, denial of those rights. And I, of course, was engaged in many, many conversations at the pool, at the dinner table, and on the beach. So I learned a lot. And I'm going to share more of that information, of course, during the program and with Roger and throughout the next few weeks, because I, in particular, was excited about meeting a few couples from the United Kingdom. And we talked about the fact that in the United Kingdom, unlike the United States, they are not citizens. They are subjects of the Queen.
Yep.
And, of course, we know that in 1903, in the United Kingdom, they had the right to self-defense and to bear arms. And then incrementally over the years, that those rights were taken away from them. And now they don't even have any inkling or idea of what it would be like to actually arm themselves for protection. In fact, we talked about a farmer in England that was broken into at gunpoint, and he took his rifle and he shot the intruder in his own home, and he was prosecuted and jailed for using a gun to defend himself. So
I've gotten
a lot of information from this visit besides a nice vacation, and now that I'm back, I'm all excited. So let's have a great program tonight, and there you go.
Was that the Cherry family that did that in England? I remember reading about that. And didn't we have to After they incrementally disarmed them during World War II, didn't we have to do like this massive airlift of weapons so that the British civilians could have something because Churchill felt like Hitler was coming up on the countryside any time now?
Well, I know that when there is war, all of a sudden a lot of rules are changed in order to defend the country and prepare citizens for marksmanship purposes. In fact, that's one of the things that the NRA was very instrumental in, but people don't want to deal with that or talk about that. And you're right. You're right on that topic. Yes.
Now we got about 4 minutes left, and we're going to take up the Ninth Circuit and the executive order, because the Ninth Circuit is based upon some sort of fantasy, and the executive order is actually based on the rule of law. Yeah.
Well, you would hope so. You would think so. I have to take my hat off to you, Bill. You were right. I honestly thought the Ninth Circuit would reverse the district court. The fact that it didn't does give me pause. In fact, the decision was so bad, first at the district court, I thought that the Ninth Circuit would actually chastise the district court, but did not. No, it was a horrible decision all the way through. And, well, we can go into it in the next segment if you'd like.
See, Roger, the thing is, I look at people for what they are. You look at them based upon logic. And when we're dealing with the left, you got to get rid of that, Roger. They're not logical. If Spock actually existed, he would hang himself dealing with the left.
Well, I guess so many years of schooling forces me to think as rationally, as logically as I can. And I like to presume that on others, but apparently that's not the case.
Yeah, that's not. Well, I mean, and it, you know, if things were the way you thought they should be with the rule of law, Roger, right now we would be talking about the latest and greatest holsters that are coming out various places, and whether you wear one or he wears one or Steve wears one or whatever, because none of this man-made drama would exist.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I'm not surprised they did it, simply because, which circuit was it that decided that we don't have any right to armed self-defense? That wasn't the Ninth, was it?
You're talking about a generalization. The statutes of many jurisdictions, especially in the East and in the West, including Hawaii in the far West, would probably make that argument in practice, even though they have in their constitution the right to keep and bear arms.
Right.
And everything that they do statutorily is inconsistent with their own constitution.
Takes all kinds, doesn't it? Although I did open the show saying that the Alinsky rules are now being shoved down the throat of the Alinsky elite. Quite inadvertently. Trump's doing it quite inadvertently. It's pretty funny, I think. But we're going to cover that. And I've got a question, because when I was talking it up in the last hour, I've never asked you this. Is it the arbalest quarrel or just arbalest quarrel?
We used both expressions. Formally, it would be the arbalest quarrel, but it really doesn't matter. Actually, the website, the domain name, is simply arbalestquarrel.com. And then, of course, the corporate name is Arbalest Group, LLC.
Gotcha.
But either way, I don't think it's going to – Arbalest Quarrel is not likely to – whether it's got the definite article in front of it or not, it's not going to create any confusion with any other company.
Whenever I post up on AmmoLand that you guys have been here, it's a very good tag. Very unique, that one. Yeah. So we'll be right back. My guests from Arbalest Quarrel are Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrelli. This is Lock and Load.
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
quality, indestructibility, and a warranty unlike anything you'll see in the industry itself. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Back to the quarrel we go. My guest this hour from Arbalest Quarrel are Roger Katz and Steve D'Andrilli. Now, Roger, you wanted to get into some facet of what's going on, so please pick and choose your fight, sir.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the Ninth Circuit opinion. And I've read through this quite a few times, and there's so many legal errors in it. I don't know where exactly to begin, but I think where we should really begin is with the issue of standing. It's called Article III standing. Article III of the Constitution, of course, is that section of the Constitution that talks about the judiciary, the Supreme Court, and such courts, lower courts, that Congress, in its divine wisdom, creates. And Congress did create the Circuit Courts of Appeal and the Federal District Courts. Those do not include the state courts. At any rate, what is interesting here, I'm looking at page 9 on the case, and the Ninth Circuit says, to establish Article III standing, a plaintiff must demonstrate that it has suffered a concrete, particularized injury that is either actual or imminent, that the injury is fairly traceable to the defendant, and that it is likely that a favorable decision will redress that injury. Basically, what that all comes down to is that for a case in controversy to exist, there has to be a plaintiff that claims some damage. The problem there, and what they don't talk about, even though they say that standing obviously is an indispensable part of a case, because if a court doesn't have jurisdiction to hear the case, then it doesn't matter whether a party has a claim of damages or not. The problem here in this entire case is that of the party who brought it, the state of Washington, and then the state of Minnesota. Minnesota joined. But let's talk about Washington that brought this case. Washington is talking about talking about damages to its own residents. It mentions that the state has a duty to protect the health and the welfare and the safety of its residents, and that's all well and good. But it doesn't go any further to talk about how this particular order is damaging those residents. It then goes in to talk about, of all people, Microsoft. Well, you know, Microsoft is the biggest corporation in Washington, in Redmond, Washington is where it's located. And the state is claiming that this executive order hurts Microsoft because Microsoft employs a lot of foreigners. Well, first of all, that's a very generalized statement. But even so, who cares? If Microsoft has a problem with the executive order, then Microsoft can bring a suit against the federal government if it so chooses. But it didn't do that. Then the state is claiming that it is protecting students that go to schools that are located in the state of Washington. And it points to the fact, the Ninth Circuit points to the fact that schools can bring actions on behalf of their students. But the problem is that it wasn't the schools that brought the action. It's the state. So you have this ridiculous argument that the Ninth Circuit makes right off the bat that it has that the plaintiff does have standing, the state of Washington. But then everything that they cite to does not support that at all. And yet they allow the state to present their arguments. Then there's this there's another issue here. Let me see here. Well, equal protection and due process. All right. Equal protection and due process under the Fifth Amendment are very important. They're constitutional violations if the federal government does in fact violate a citizen's equal protection and due process rights under the Fifth Amendment. But the Fifth Amendment protects the rights of citizens. It does not protect the rights of aliens. It does not protect the rights of people that claim to have a visa. And it's not likely that it would even protect the rights of those citizens of this country who are claiming that their rights are violated because they can't bring their family over who are not citizens. So those might be legitimate legal issues to discuss, but it's an issue that should be brought on the merits.
Doesn't that sort of open it up and sort of give 7 billion people standing to when they look at it and phrase it that way?
Well, in a way, actually, they're not doing that at all. If they could do that, it would be more interesting. But think about it. No, but think about it this way. Washington, the state of Washington, is only concerned about its own residents. And that's the only people it can't be concerned about. Anything that affects Washington. Now, what is Donald Trump, President of the United States, concerned about? He's concerned about the entire nation. He's concerned about protecting the life and the welfare and the safety of the nation and its citizens as a whole. And here you've got the state of Washington that's saying, well, wait a minute. Forget the whole country. We're only concerned here about Microsoft and our economic interests. And a few aliens that happen to come over here who would like to live here in the state of Washington.
Well,
and on that basis, they affirmed the district court a preliminary judgment injunction with nationwide effect. Nationwide effect. Well, even though we're only talking about the state of Washington.
Yeah, hang on for me there. We're coming up on the break. I've got something that I thought I heard them say that I want to ask you about as well when we get back. Arborless Quarrel, you can find them at arborlessquarrel.com, ammoland.com, and on Mondays, well, right here at Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Honey, What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Well, push.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, there's so many different ways to hook this up. This is a truly modular system. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. Back again with Steve D'Andrilli, Roger Katz, Arbalest Quarrel. We were talking about Washington State and their state Supreme Court. Now, Roger wasn't part of the Washington State Supreme Court's findings that they looked at the seven nations that were had the suspension. And said that they were unaware of any terrorist events originating from those countries.
Yeah, well, that's probably true to a point that no individual from those countries has caused mayhem in this country, except that, and I might have mentioned this at the last week, that the individual who killed a number of students at Ohio State University with a knife and then using a truck. That seems to be the popular mechanism to take lives, according to Islamists. Was from Somalia. He was born in this country, but his parents were originally from Somalia. But the point is this. Look, the president has indicated, has pointed out in the campaign, and it makes perfectly good sense, that what we should be doing is draft a policy that is proactive in nature. We should protect Americans before an act of killing, of destruction occurs on our shores. Why should we wait for something to happen? It sounds very disingenuous and actually spurious for Democrats and for the press to say, well, look, you know, no one's caused any problems here. Well, actually, quite a few of those people have caused problems in Europe. And the fact is that we know, given a chance, that many terrorists, those are all failed states, Somalia, Libya, Iraq, Iran, Syria. And why should we wait for mayhem to occur? Why must we be deal with things retroactively rather than proactively? And that was always a problem with Congress. We tend to wait for a catastrophe to hit, and then we act. And it's just ridiculous.
Roger, excuse me, if I could just butt in for a minute here. It's interesting, though, that these same people that want to use that argument take the reversal when it comes to ownership of firearms.
Yep.
They want to take the right of self-defense with a firearm away from a law-abiding individual on the grounds that they might misuse that gun or it might be involved in an accident. So they pick and choose their rationale,
that's
their argument.
Good point. That's a good point.
And their political philosophy where it serves their purpose.
Right.
There are many questions in this Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision and the district court and the whole thing behind it, the whole reason for it, the international globalist elites and their interest in economics and politics and their interest in blocking Trump in every way possible. But it also affects the law-abiding citizen and it poses, among many other questions, which I think this article that we just posted on the Obelisk Quarrel, and we're sending to Pamela Land and many other sites to publish with our permission, serves many purposes. It goes into all of the questions that are brought up by this overreach of the courts, and it poses to me a singular question. Since when does a United States court tell a United States president what to do and how he should do his job? A court, in my opinion, is to interpret the law, and then it goes its way, and that is the whole purpose. So judicial overreach, which is the case in point here with the Ninth Circuit, the district, the whole situation that we have here, threatens not only our national safety, but it also threatens the Separation of Powers Act and doctrine, and for all the wrong reasons. And how it relates to why individuals who are concerned with the Second Amendment rights and law-abiding gun owners is when we have the threat of terrorism and we don't have the ability to defend ourselves with a firearm, well, then that poses another big question, because the more these inadmissible aliens come into the country and are not vetted properly, the more threat they pose and the more crime and the more our lives are threatened, and therefore there's a greater need to have a firearm.
You bring a couple of points up that I'd like to, I think it segues well into what I want to talk about.
We got 2 minutes, so.
Okay, very quickly. The Ninth Circuit, this is very interesting. The TRO, the Temporary Restraining Order, was issued on the ground that the state, at least the district court believed, and the Ninth Circuit affirmed it, that the state had shown irreparable injury. Now, the government, for its part, when it filed an emergency motion for the Ninth Circuit to get that overturned or at least stayed, said, well, wait a minute. The government itself is being irreparably harmed because by putting a hold on this order, the country is put at risk. And yet the court goes on to say, well, the government is not showing that a stay is necessary to avoid irreparable injury. Basically, what they were arguing is a particular case that doesn't even apply. And they're saying, well, it's too bad. We can have a TRO, an injunction, to prevent the government from protecting the people, but the government cannot also argue on its own, on the flip side, that, well, the danger to the nation is great. And if people die as a result of this, that will certainly be irreparable injury. But apparently the Ninth Circuit felt, well, that's a risk that the American people should take upon themselves. And it's just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And so they refer to a case that really applied to aliens.
And let me
go ahead.
Let me do a little correcting to push people your way and everything. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. There you will find some of the most deeply thought out articles that'll make you think. They back up everything they're talking about with some facts, with that unique blend that is Arbalest Quarrel. Or at amaland.com. Or on Mondays right here at Lock and Load, which will be one more time this hour. We're giving it back to Genesis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees.
We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and convenience, and I don't know what just happened to my screen. Old browser just crashed. Oh, how about that? Crash reporter. There you go. Let's just not bother with reporting. Joining me again from Marvelous Quarrel are Roger Katz and Steve D'Angeli. Yes, sir. Guys, go.
All right. There was one point that Stephen made regarding the nature of questions that are brought to the court's attention and whether it is the type of question that a court is permitted, basically, to deal with. And, again, I might have mentioned this last week, and yet very little is said about it in on the news, in the papers, or by government leaders. And it's the case of Marbury versus Madison. This is a case that all first-year law students study when they take constitutional law. And it was a case that was decided over 200 years ago. And it's still very important law, and it deals with the issues involving the separation of powers. Basically, the Chief Justice, John Marshall, had pointed out in the case that the Supreme Court has exclusive authority to determine the constitutionality of all law, to determine whether congressional statutes are constitutional or not. And though that was pretty much laid out in Article 3, he defined it very specifically. And the case is often cited for that prerogative, a very broad and very specific prerogative on the part of the United States Supreme Court, that, again, the legislature makes the laws, the executive executes the laws, and the judiciary interprets the laws. But the issue is, when is a issue that comes before the court truly a case in controversy and truly a case, an issue that is a judicial issue that requires a finding by the court. And what the Chief Justice said was this: questions in their nature political, or which are by the Constitution and law submitted to the executive, can never be made in this court. By the Constitution of the United States, the president is invested with certain important political powers, and the exercise of which he is to use his own discretion and is accountable only to his country in his political character and to his own conscience. To aid him in the performance of these duties, he is authorized to appoint certain officers who act by his authority and in conformity with his orders. In such cases, their acts are his acts, and whatever opinion may be entertained of the manner in which executive discretion may be used, still there exists and can exist no power to control that discretion. The subjects are political. They respect the nation, not individual rights. And being entrusted to the executive, the decision of the executive is conclusive. It would have been nice if the Ninth Circuit had bothered to consider Marbury versus Madison, because John Marshall would have had a few words with them, and they would have made he would have made very clear to them that where the President of the United States acts in accordance with his powers to faithfully execute the laws to protect this nation and its country, that no issue before the court can be considered a judicial issue for the court to resolve, where in the president's own discretion, he has absolute authority to act. And yet here it is, with all the talk about the separation of powers and this notion of attacking Donald Trump for using the word or the expression so-called judge in reference to the judge of the West of the district court that came down with the TRO. That is not a matter of separation of powers. He was giving his opinion, and he had a very important point to make, that basically it was the court, the judiciary, that was intruding on his domain, not the president intruding on that of the judiciary. And we see the result, that one state, can bring up flimsy, spurious arguments for ordering a preliminary injunction and prevent the president from doing his job to protect this nation against all threats, foreign and domestic. And it's unfortunate. It seems that the biggest threat right now is coming from the judiciary and from the Democrats and from the mainstream media. I don't know, Steve, you want to add to that?
Well, I'd like to toot our horn again and say out there to all the listeners, let's do more than listen, folks. Just the way you've been doing a great job in emailing Bill and Lock and Load Radio about the national handgun carry state reciprocity and your interest in being able to carry in all states. We're compiling that list. We'll be using it, and we'll be getting back to you. Those of you who find this topic interesting, I invite you to read our article on Obelisk Quarrel. Tomorrow, maybe, you might be able to see it on Amoland with some great graphics and video feeds and other links. And send Bill an email or send us a comment or Amoland or all three. And let us know what you think. And also, don't forget, it doesn't hurt to call the 202 number at the nation's capital and let your representative know how you feel, your senator know. And let's make sure that we get the president's Supreme Court nominee affirmed as soon as possible so we can have another Scalia on the court. Well, Scalia is his own, but an equivalent to Scalia in philosophical
thinking and his way of interpreting the law, Gorsuch. Let's get him nominated so we can have a court that is better balanced, and we can bring up some constitutional issues that the court will be able to deal with fairly. So that's what I'd like to end this program with, unless Bill wants to create another hour or two or three of his program.
Well, as much as I would like to, Genesis and I have this agreement that I'll only do it 3 hours tonight. So that's what I've got going on. Now, Steve, you'll be back next week, right? You'll still be around next week.
I'll be around next week. I'm looking forward to it. If the invitation is still out there, Roger and I look forward to this program. Maybe we could do Monday nights, as Obelisk Quarrel Night, among others.
Only if we let ladies in for half price.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do it that way. Arbalest Quarrel. Check them out at arbalestquarrel.com. Check out their articles at Amaland, Arbalest Quarrel, and you can hear what they talk about right here at Lock and Load. Guys, thanks for joining me this evening.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Hour number three is coming up. When we get back, more on the rant as we go along. We're going to start out with Connecticut, expecting that the gun owners that he hates to pay more. That's what the governor of Connecticut wants. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.